Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
Well, you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Happy Free Friday, everyone. Thanks for joining us on our Free Friday show. We love having you here. It's been a great week of shows of Sex with Emily. You know, we do shows Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Fridays is free for all. Free for all. Hey, Menace, what up?
What's going on?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Your voice level is so high.
Oh.
But that's fine.
Uh-huh. Are you judging me? It's fine.
I'm never judging you, ever. I never judge you.
I know. I love
you. What are you talking about?
So, yeah, it's our Free Friday show. I'm very excited. It's beautiful outside, and there are so many hot men. Tiana, my intern, and I were walking here, and it's like so many hot men in downtown San Francisco.
Sounds—
do you ever notice that?
Something that I would totally be interested in.
Well, there's hot chicks, too, but we weren't checking them out. I'm just saying. I love a man in a suit.
Men
in
fall
suits.
Over. Yeah, men in suits with a pinky ring. You're really into that.
Who are the guys with the pinky rings? I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was so funny. One time I was with this girl, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna meet up with this guy, and I want you to be around when I meet up with him. We're gonna go out. And we were like having a pre meeting, something with work, and then she was gonna go out with this guy. Guy shows up wearing a suit, and the guy was wearing a pinky ring. And then I said to her, I go, "Is that guy a car salesman?"
Oh, Menace.
And she's like, "He's a used car salesman."
For Rizzle?
For real. So, I can spot him.
I don't never dated a man with a pinky ring ever in my life.
I'm pretty good. Like, I can look at
some— not that there's anything wrong with that. I do not judge.
I can look, pretty much look at them and know what they do.
Okay.
Or have a kind of get close.
You think?
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah, like, you know.
So all your ex-girlfriends with fake boobs, I'm going to probably think they're strippers.
Well, now, but they didn't have fake boobs.
Oh, they weren't strippers then? Oh.
I've never had them.
You did. I know.
I never dated a stripper. Never.
Okay. But they all have fake boobs. Not that that means anything. Someone asked me if I had fake boobs yesterday. Someone's like, "Are they real?" Wasn't that nice? Because they're so real.
Why would they ask you that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
They're like, "Oh, I thought they were fake."
Were you showing extra cleavage?
Well, kind of. Not on purpose. It wasn't on purpose. It was like a totally not purposeful thing.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you about today's show. So,
because you never do that.
I never do what?
Show cleavage.
I never show cleavage purpose. Or talk about the show. I do show cleavage sometimes, but here's the deal. Today's show, we're so excited. So as we've been talking about all week, we were at the Treasure Island Music Festival last weekend, which was awesome. And next week, you're going to get to hear the live show that we did there. It's this amazing festival. There was lots of art pieces and lots of amazing bands and stuff like that. And we did this confessional booth. And it was called Carnal Confessions, and people came from— – we got hundreds of people who wrote their confessions on the wall, which is hanging in our office right now. We read some of them the other day. But the other thing we were doing was a raffle. And we had hundreds of people sign up for the raffle. And what we're giving away are these JimmyJane.com, awesome, the most awesome toys, the most awesome products on the market right now. Mm-hmm. And here's some of them. We've got the three that we're giving away here. And then we've got everyone's, we're not rigging this. Here's everyone's email addresses, and we're going to pick a winner today.
Really,
and we're
going
to let them know. And plus, they win two copies of my book, which I forgot to bring today, but you've all heard me talking about my new book, which came out last week. It's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, and you can buy it at Amazon if you don't win the raffle. Mm-hmm. And then we're also talking about Dirty Talk today.
Good.
How to talk dirty. And we're reading your emails, and we've got sex in the news, and I'm just excited for today's show. I love Fridays.
Very excited.
Very excited. So what have you got going on this weekend?
This weekend, well, I'm DJing a birthday party
tonight. Should I come?
No.
Why?
I don't know. If you want to, yeah.
Why don't you want me to come?
No, I'm just saying
Tell me why.
I don't know. I don't really know if it's your scene or not.
You don't know my scene. You think my scene exists in the Napa Valley drinking wine,
it's
and you're
not
wrong.
Like, yeah, but it's not like an ultra lounge or anything like
it's
that.
It's going to be like massive sweaty bodies.
No, but it's like, you know, maybe a little dive bar-ish.
Dude, I love dive bars.
You don't slum like that. You say you do,
you
but
have
you
this
don't.
Sense of me that is so not who I am.
What are you talking about?
So you're DJing.
About?
Do you get laid because you DJ? Like, girls like the DJs mixing it.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. I never try to go.
I want to follow you tonight. Just like not get drunk. Just watch you and see. Watch how you play with the women. Can I hook you up tonight?
No.
Can you hook me up tonight? If I come, what, do you have any cute friends that you could fix me up with?
Oh, yeah, I could probably. But see, the thing is, I don't even like talking to people in this setting.
I know.
Because the loud music and
you
stuff
don't
like that.
Talking like, to people in this setting either.
I know, but it's just like how do you hold a conversation with that going on?
Because it's so loud and crowded,
yeah,
and stuff.
Unless
Where's
you're
it at?
Intoxicated. Like, oh.
If people are listening, are they invited? Is it an open party?
Yeah, it's open party.
Where is it?
It's at Milk Bar in San Francisco.
Milk Bar in San Francisco. So if you're listening, go see Menace tonight.
Starts at
He's
9.
He's DJing.
Yeah.
He's going to be a sexy DJ.
Yeah.
I like DJs.
I'm going to play old 90s hip-hop music.
Okay.
Not underground, more fun like your digital underground and Humpty Hump and stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay. How long? What time are you DJing?
I'm going to start the party at 9. I'm going to DJ from 9 to 10, and then I'll probably DJ again later.
Okay. Good to know. Well, maybe I'll show up. You never know.
You should.
I know I should. And then this weekend, I'm totally around. I got a baby shower tomorrow. My friend got pregnant. So that's what you got to do, go to baby showers, which I kind of dread.
How'd that go?
How'd she get pregnant or
yeah.
how did it go?
How'd she get pregnant?
Have I taught you nothing?
No.
No, to be honest, she got pregnant on her own.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In vitro or whatever.
Why? She could have just
found a
dude.
It wasn't happening for her and she wanted to have a baby. So that's the deal. And then I've got a party.
Have I given her my sperm?
Yeah, she's cute. But she was just like, I'm doing it. Lots of women are doing that these days.
Where did she get the sperm?
I don't know. Walgreens?
No, from like a friend?
I think so. I don't actually know the whole story. I haven't talked in a while. I just know she's pregnant. That's all I know.
Really?
And then I might have a date Saturday night, but I'm not sure. And then I'm going to New York next week, but we have a bunch of new shows for you next week.
You're not
anyway.
Taking me to New York, my favorite place in the world.
Do you want to come?
That's cool. It's my birthday next week. That's fine.
I'm missing your birthday on Friday. And it's Friday, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
cool.
What do you want for your birthday?
Nothing.
I know what you want. I'm going to get it for you. Mm. Oh, you know what you got for your birthday? I have it right here.
What?
A Tanga masturbation sleeve.
Oh.
The Tanga 3D.
Mm-hmm.
These masturbation sleeves are so hot. You think sex toys are just for women? Check out these masturbation sleeves. You can get their 3D. That's the name of them. Tanga 3D. Their website is tanga.co.jp. If you want to check them out, they're the hottest new toys. And men can use them. You use lube. And these little nubby, it's rubber, mm-hmm. and it feels really good on your penis. And it has holes on both sides, so you can, some of them do. Maybe they don't.
No, they do. Not on both sides.
Not on both sides. On one side, and you put it over your penis, and you masturbate. And it's just like a whole nother experience. And this part, and they have different ridges on them. This has bumps, mm-hmm. ridges, and you can pick which one you want and use it on your penis. So I think that's what I'm getting you for your birthday.
All right.
Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like...
Happy birthday
say
to
the
you.
Website.
Sorry, I didn't wrap it.
Say the website one more
it's
time.
It's Tanga, TENGA.co.jp. Like Japan. They're based in Japan.
I know,
so you know
my
all
favorite.
The cool stuff comes out of Japan. And so
I
want...
I just made a sound.
Oh my God. They're
really...
I think... Will you try it? Just to say... It's just to, because seriously, what if it takes your masturbation experience to a whole new level? I mean, man. Toys for men. It's awesome. So I think you should do that.
Okay.
I think you should check out the Tenga, and that's your birthday present. But I'll get you something else, too. I got something else in mind. We also have a new poll. It's been up for a few days. We're going to read the results next week. Where's your favorite place to have a quickie?
Favorite place to have a quickie?
An alleyway, an elevator, an airplane, in the car, or in the bathroom? You already answered this the other day, but I can't remember what you said.
All of them.
Yeah, me too. Except for airplane. I'm not into the airplane sex.
Why not? Well, not commercial, but it's private.
Well, I've flown private. I've never had sex on a private jet.
But of course you've flown private.
I flew private to Italy once.
Oh, my God.
And it was pretty amazing. I didn't even want to get off the plane. I was like, I don't care that we're in Italy. They flew in sushi and we had like every magazine. It was amazing. I had a bed. So those were good times when I used to fly private to Italy, and now I'm flying coach to New York next week. So I'm going to be, promoting my book in New York, Hot Sex.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really good. So
how long are you going to be? A whole entire week in New York?
But we still have new shows. We've recorded shows, so just don't worry. We have new shows every day next week.
Is there any places you're going to visit in New York?
I'm going to visit the Museum of Sex. Mm-hmm. I'm actually having a party at the Museum of Sex Friday night on your birthday. From 6 to 8 p.m. for my book. If you're in New York, come. And then 8 to 10 a.m. in that same day, Friday the 28th, at Babeland.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to I'm going to be on a bunch of radio shows promoting my book. Sweet. And I'm going to see a bunch of friends and go shopping and hang out. And I'm staying in Soho. And you're welcome to come. I got a place for a week.
Okay. I might have a date.
My friend's a matchmaker, and she's going to fix me up on a date in New York.
With a New Yorker?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why not? I like New York guys. They're aggressive. They're assertive. They ask you out. Unlike guys in San Francisco who don't necessarily ask you out. They're like you.
But do you know what's cool? Actually, a New Yorker might be good for you because I'm not bagging on New York women because I love New York women. They're fashionable. They're trendy. They're awesome. But they're very loud. Very loud. That, you know, a guy from the Bay Area would be afraid of. But you're very loud, you know?
I'm very loud. So what the hell? Like, you're
maybe,
right.
This would be good for you.
I think it will be good for me. I like New York guys. I love New York. I'm loud.
Yeah.
All the time.
Your volume level is just.
I know. It's always been that way since I was a kid. Like I was the one in third grade. Everyone would be talking around me, right? We'd all be whispering in the back. And the teacher would say, Emily, stop talking. And I'm like, everyone else is talking. But my voice was so high. I sounded like I was sucking on helium when I was little. I talk like this. And everyone could hear my voice over everyone else's. Oh, so okay. I'm used to being the loud one, which is kind of a bummer.
Well, have fun in New York.
Thanks. I'll miss you terribly.
Don't stay at the W because I'll be pissed.
I'm not at the W.
All right, cool. Because I've always wanted to stay at the W at the Times Square. In Times Square.
Oh, it's really nice.
Because you know me, I'm really into the W Hotel. They're not a paid sponsor, but
They should be a paid sponsor. I've stated that one.
All the mentions.
I know.
That I give
them. That's why I should get you a room at the W for your birthday. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Do you want to do some sex in the news, darling?
Go for it.
Okay. Study claims that more than 50% of women are attracted to other women. Boise State University claims that 60% of heterosexual women are sexually attracted to other women. And by women, they mean Beyonce. The study, which polled 484 straight women, also discovered that 45% of women have enjoyed a same-sex kiss, with 50% of women admitting to having sexual fantasies about other women. The professor says women are encouraged to be emotionally close to each other. That provides an intimacy for romantic feelings to develop. That would explain why all girl pornos start with the actresses in their footy pajamas sharing their innermost dreams and aspirations over a pint of Ben & Jerry's.
Well,
do most chicks have they hooked up with another woman?
Yeah, I mean, not to extents where they've, you know, any penetration was involved.
Right,
but
they didn't lick their...
Yeah, but they've made out and stuff like that.
Their
fingers? No, they haven't licked
for JJ. Is this the sign for vagina? It can be.
I get no, but you. If
I need
you
to
really,
lick it.
You
I'm not doing that. I don't do things like that. But what were you going to say? But you know, women who.
I know a ton of women that just make out with other women, and I do know women that hook up with other women.
Right, it's totally norm.
Yeah, and because I don't know if you know this, but women are hot, man.
I know.
You know, guys.
I know we're like pretty
guys
and soft.
Not so guys not so hot.
Guys not so hot. But not women so hot. Are like hot, hot, hot. I know.
Yeah.
I've had my experiences.
So I can understand if women want to make out with other women because they're good looking.
They're good looking. That's right. So if that's an interesting study. 50%. Who would have thunk it? Okay. I would have thought it though. Women are more likely to sext than men. According to a recent study, a professor at the University of Nebraska says that 2/3 of women surveyed sent such missives compared with roughly half of the men. Although for reasons to be explained later, these results are not the most scientific. Cheating is alive and well, and sexting is on the rise. But I don't believe the internet is causing people to cheat. There seems to be something going on with marriage that's the bigger social issue. People before would just get a divorce. For some reason, people are staying in relationships and cheating instead.
That's stupid.
So it says they are sexting and cheating. It says surveying users of a website for swingers is not compared. Anyway, whatever. We're sexting more and we're cheating more. That's an interesting thing that people are not leaving marriages. They're just like sexting people. And that I guess that's considered cheating to some people.
Sexting, yeah. I guess that's cheating.
It says women are more likely to send nude photographs or sexually explicit text messages than men. About 2/3 of women surveyed sent the missive. So.
Our intern is shaking her head no, that it's not cheating.
What?
Look, if you're talking about...
If you're in a committed relationship and you're sending naked photos of yourself to another dude or another woman, you're
and
cheating.
And you're talking about banging. I don't know. Yeah, it's very hard to find line for me. Cheating because I hate throwing in, oh, emotional cheating. Like if a girl, my girlfriend is talking to some guy about some, you know, problems that she's having with me or whatever.
Right.
I don't really care about that. I think that's stupid. I don't think it's emotional cheating or whatever, blah, blah. But if the
emotional infidelity, they call it.
Yeah, which is dumb.
Right.
Right. No guy's going to say I was emotional infidelity. That's stupid. That's
right.
Things that chicks say. But if it is, you know, has a ton of sexual content in it, even though if they're not actually doing things, I don't think that's cool.
I don't think it's cool either.
I don't know if I wouldn't even know if I would say, oh, you're cheating on me. I just wouldn't think that was cool. And
it's just not cool. Yeah.
Then I would just like 86 right. You for my life.
I think the thing about sexting is that it feels like you still get that rush. Like, you know, they say that when you get a text message or email message, and mostly text messages, that you get a serotonin rush, which is like the chemical that makes you feel happy thoughts. And so if you get so you're sexting, you sort of get that same rush as if you're having an affair. Like it feels that same. I mean, you're not having a penetration, but you get like that rush of an email of someone telling you you're hot or beautiful or they miss you or they want you. And that to me is cheating. But I get why people are doing it more because you really feel good. It's like taking a Prozac.
It's just people being attention whores. That's it.
I'm not doing it. Okay. Don't take your daughter to Texas. 1 in 10 11-year-olds has had sex in Texas.
1 in 10?
Whoa. A recent study shows that the number of kids having sex while they are still in middle school, with 1 in 10 sixth graders having already had sex by the age of 11 or 12 years old. What is up with Texas? Texas is such a strange state. Texas and Florida, man. The numbers jump from there, with 22% of seventh graders having had sex, and increasingly by roughly 10% each year after that. Where are their parents?
I do want to go to the Midwest and find a girl, though.
Honey, because, we're good peeps.
In the Midwest, hot chicks, they don't know that they're hot. They don't know that they're good looking. Here on the coast, New York, freaking San Francisco, L.A., if a girl is even halfway decent, she's taking modeling photos and they're up on her Facebook.
Really?
Like, yeah.
It doesn't happen in the Midwest. You're right. Well, Midwest, they're probably all married by now, too. Like, all my high school friends are married with kids.
Yeah, it doesn't go down like that. And they're way more approachable. They don't think they're the shit.
Why don't you move to Michigan? We have tons of listeners in Michigan.
The only problem about moving to Michigan is I would have to live in Michigan.
It's freezing. It's true. Why do you think I moved out here? But it's true. Chicago girls from Indiana, wherever. We're like good Midwestern stock. Like, we grow up with good values. Like, yeah, I get it.
I would love to import one here.
There's plenty of them here. I'll hook you up with a Midwest. Is that your criterion, Midwest?
I need a Midwest girl. No, but I don't want any ones that have been here for a while.
Like me. Like, I no longer have my Midwestern street cred, is what you're saying.
No, you have...
It's still in here, baby. It's
you
still
have
in here.
I moved here from the Midwest, so I'm trying out every wacky thing San Francisco has to provide, and that's who I am.
It is who I am now.
And then I ain't down with that.
Right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But I am very much a Michigan person. And yeah. Okay. Justin Timberlake and Justin Biel are in love. Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are in love. Apparently they broke up a few months ago, but now they're in love. Justin Timberlake wasn't wanting for beautiful women at Thursday's premiere of his action thriller In Time in L.A., where co-stars Amanda Seyfried and Olivia Wilde stunned on the red carpet. He and one-time fling Wilde 26 even sat side by side. But after the screening, Timberlake headed to the after party at a private home in Beverly Hills and partied with another stunner, on again love, Jessica Biel. They're back together.
I love Jessica Biel.
Do you?
She is a sweetheart. Why? I actually met her in New York.
You did?
I met her in New York, and she was really nice, really funny, really cool.
Good.
So thumbs up on Jessica Biel.
Oh, good.
But it's just like, you know, JT, like, dude, you get with hot chicks all the time. Just, like, settle down with one of them.
I know, but maybe he's got commitment issues. Maybe. I'm sure they all want to settle down. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. But they doesn't want to. Okay,
that's I idolize JT.
He's awesome.
I will not talk crap about Justin Timberlake.
I think he's awesome. He really proved himself after being, like, a mouseketeer.
Well, I don't want to hear about what a girl thinks about him, because of course.
Why do you think he's so great?
I just think that he's really
talented.
I honestly think that he's really talented.
I do too.
That in music and in movies and
clothing.
And
he made a clothing line, right?
He's super funny and stuff like that. And you know, I gotta support him because you know what? He also has
what?
He has his own tequila.
He does. Yes. You love tequila.
Yeah. So he. Yeah. It's 901 tequila. 901
okay.
Tequila.
Have you tasted it?
I have yet to taste it because it's kind of hard to find. But now it's out more.
Okay.
Like it was only available in a couple cities, but now it's getting out around the country more.
I did not even know. Everyone's doing we should do a brand of something.
I know.
I know, man. Okay, that's what I got for Sex in the News, unless you've heard anything or unless you have any of your own sex in the news. Like you had sex last night or something.
I had so much sex last night.
Did you?
Yeah, I guess.
Anything happening on the Jersey Shore I need to know about?
Well, there was this. I mean, it's the big thing. I didn't get to watch the episode last night because I went to bed super early. But this is what happened. Gianni, who is Snooki's boyfriend. Remember I told you that time that he traveled all the way out there to Italy
to visit her?
And then she was acting like a hoochie up in the club. She was like showing off her ass.
Right.
And he doesn't like that. He's much more
reserved.
Civilized.
Yeah.
And he got upset. He wasn't even there 24 hours, and he took off and he flew back home.
Oh my
right?
God!
So they were fighting. They were fighting over the phone, and then she goes, "So are we together?" And he's like, he broke up with her within an hour of breaking up with her boyfriend. She got in bed with Vinny, another cast member, and hooked up with him.
Had they never hooked up before?
No, they've hooked up before. But goes there and sleeps with him.
Are they just doing this for television or it's real?
No, it's
I mean,
real.
She really did it, but yeah. She's like over her boyfriend and I'm going to have sex. They're just drunk.
Yeah, she said, see, then she claims, oh, I blacked out. I didn't really know if we had sex
They black
not.
Out in every episode. No wonder why people love this show.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
I'm just saying, so that was the whole deal because then all the other castmates, all the female castmates were ragging on her like, you got to tell. Because she was like, I really want to be with Gianni, blah, blah. I love him and blah, blah.
How old are these kids?
He's my man and all this stuff. They go, well, you know, I don't know if he's going to take you back after you just hooked up with
Right,
Vinny.
And he's going to see it. Right.
Yeah. She's like, you got to call and tell him. There's no way he's staying with you. So she calls up and she tells him. And then he's like super pissed. And then they call back again, and he goes, all right, we're together.
Oh, God, these kids. I'm sorry I even asked. Really? That's crazy.
I would be like, no effing way.
I know, but he probably wants to, I don't know, maybe. She's not even that cute, is she, really?
Snooki, she's looking better. She's in shape.
Yeah, good. They all get in shape on television. Okay, let's get into some emails.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Does penis size matter? If so, is there any such thing as a man obtaining a bigger penis through penis exercise? This is signed Wes in San Leandro, California.
Oh, in the Dro.
In the Dro.
It's called the Dro.
It's called the Dro? Mm-hmm. I never heard that before. Well, Wes, here's the thing. Does penis size matter? It might matter to some people. Doesn't matter to all people. I know a ton of women who are totally fine with penis size. I think that it's penis size is an obsession that men have. Men harbor this obsession over their penis. And I can tell you, after talking to many, many women, very, very rarely have I ever heard anyone like really complain about a penis. So if you think your penis is too small, I'm sure it's just fine. I wouldn't worry about it. But I seriously think it is a male issue because of all the questions I get. I've received thousands of emails over the years. I've never had a woman say my boyfriend's penis. I very rarely, maybe once or something, like his penis didn't satisfy me. So people are more obsessed with it. Maybe seriously, it doesn't happen that much. But here's my response to you is that exercise, we did have a guy on the show last year. Do you remember this? He wrote a book called Exercising Your Penis.
Yeah.
And the truth is it allows you, there are these exercises that you can do and it allows more blood into the penis. So it becomes engorged and it seems like it's bigger, but it's temporary. Exercising the penis itself is pointless. The penis contains smooth muscle, not the kind of muscle that gets bigger with exercise. Now, there's people that claim differently. He wrote a book on it. He shows like people's penises getting bigger. I'm not going to say that any of this stuff works or not. I don't have a penis. If I had a penis, I would try probably to grow it just for fun. But usually it's just a temporary thing if you use like these penis pumps or whatever. You can use C-rings. These rubber-shaped donut-sized devices tightly encircle the erect penis, and they're typically men use them to maintain an erection. And they also provide a small temporary size boost.
I do have a friend who had a penis technique to grow your penis that did very well, and it didn't actually have any negative response.
He had a penis what?
He had a technique that he sold that basically, he broke it down and used actually transsexuals as an example. Transsexuals usually sit on their penis. They like twist it around in a different way. And their penis actually supposedly gets longer. So that's like part of the technique of doing this, like
many,
this exercises
right.
and stuff like that.
There's all these techniques.
So I've heard of things, never tried them.
Right.
But
I don't want to say you could try them. There's a lot. In fact, like there's penis pumps, there's stuff like that. And I just don't, I don't have a penis. I don't know. There's tons of studies that say it does work. I'm still skeptical.
Yeah.
There's also the penis pumps. These plastic tubes create a partial vacuum around the penis and the vacuum draws blood into the organ, resulting in a temporary size enhancement.
Yeah. I would try exercises first before you get into any type of machinery.
Right. Right. Exactly. I'd be careful. But I do have some penis pumps at my house that were sent to me. So if you want a penis pump, email me feedback@sexwithemily.com with your address. I'll send you one. See if it works.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. They sent me a bunch of them if you want one too. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your penis is totally
cool.
Awesome. But okay. Dear Emily, my husband and I have been together since high school. 16 years. At first, the sex was great. We had sex 3 times a day and it was hot. After I had children, the thought of sex completely left my mind. My husband wants sex all the time, and I just don't think about it. But when we start having sex, I'm all in. I'm just having problems with getting there. I love my husband, and I'm really attracted to him. However, I do not find myself attractive anymore. When you're used to being tiny and then you have kids, it takes a toll on your body. And I just don't feel sexually attractive, so I think, how can he want to have sex? This is from Candy from Moxie, Washington. Okay, Candy, this is a loaded email. There's so much in here. So the first thing is, I totally get that the sex was great before you had kids. You felt great. You felt sexy. And then you have kids. And not only do you not feel great about your body right now, but you're also, you have kids. And you have other responsibilities. And your libido could take a dive. So I would also get checked out by your doctor. Just make sure everything's in place. Your libido, your hormones are back to normal. And then I would say that it's really common for women, even women who aren't going through what you're going through, like a new baby, to want to have sex. They're just not aroused. They don't feel it. But studies show that if you just start having sex, like I know you're saying it's hard to get there, but just like going through the motions and you're like, okay, I don't want it. But you just start making out or doing the things that you like, you'll get in the mood. So most women aren't like men, 0 to 60. They're ready to go.
Yeah.
Women, we need more warming up. So I would also talk to your husband. What does turn you on? I mean, do you need more foreplay? Do you need to make out for a while before? Do you feel like he just like comes up to you with a hard-on and tries to stick it in? That wouldn't turn me on either. But it's okay for you to ask your husband for what you want now. It's okay for you to say, I need a foot massage. I need you to rub my back. I need to make out for a little while. I need you to go down to me or whatever it is. to get you in the mood. It's his job too, just because he's ready. So I would say that. And then I would say you don't feel attractive anymore. I'm sure, obviously, your husband still finds you attractive. Start going to the gym. Do things that you need to do for yourself. You have to take time for yourself after kids. I know everyone thinks the kids come first. Kids are very important. But if you don't feel good about yourself, it's going to make sense that you're not going to feel like having sex.
And I was just talking about this today with my assistant. And I'm not saying she's not doing this, but I was looking over a bunch of photos of women that I went to high school with that now have babies and stuff like that. And they're so busted. Like, do you not, like, try to doll yourself up at all?
Just busy. You have kids and you're, like, busy. And you're, like...
I know you're busy, but you're still a woman, right? I know. Women are into making themselves look good. And,
sometimes it takes a while for them to get back to it. But I would say, Candy, take your time. Go to the gym. I know it's so easier said than done. But you got to start working out. You got to start eating healthy and doing the things that make you feel good. Yeah. But go to your doctor, too, and check out. Make sure that your levels are good.
Perfect example, actually. This just came to me. I was watching a reality show with Kendra Wilkinson.
Right.
She's the ex-girlfriend of Hugh Hefner.
Right.
And her show, she was doing she was setting up one of her friends on a blind date, right? And her friend had a kid. And she's like, okay, we got to doll you up, right? And her hair was all ratty, no makeup, her clothes are all frumpy and stuff like that. And after they dolled her up, she looked amazing.
Really?
She looked super hot.
Yeah, but not every woman can afford to go get a makeover on television.
Yeah, but it doesn't cost that much. You don't have to buy the finest.
I know. Just put some
products.
Makeup on, brush your hair. Right. Go to the mall. Have them do your makeup at the department store before you go out, like before you go home one night. And start doing things in your relationship. Like, talk to your husband about sex. Like, have you shared your fantasies yet? That's really important. But you're right. The women, makeup, a little bit of this and that can help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. You know what we have to do?
What?
We have to get into our sex topic, and we have to pick the winners to our contest. Maybe we'll do that now.
Okay.
Pick the winners. So, okay. Here's our jar. This is totally not rigged. This is from everyone who went to the Treasure Island Music Festival. We had, like, I don't know, 500-600 people who...
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
There's a lot in here. So, okay.
Let me help you shake it up.
Yeah, shake it up, Menace.
All right.
Shake it up, baby.
Okay,
the first prize is going to be a Form 3 from Jimmy Jane. This is a rock star vibrator. Your hands move wherever the vibration is. It looks like a tongue. And your hands can move where the vibration goes. It's made by, what was I going to say? I can't even explain it. I just know it reminds you of a tongue, and that's not so bad, okay? And it's a Form 3. It's waterproof, rechargeable vibrator, and Jimmy Jane products are amazing and, like, the best on the market right now. So first person. And, Tana, I'm going to give you whoever I pick out, and you can stick it on here so we know this person won the Form 3. Ready?
Okay.
Drum roll, please. Okay. Dana. This is Dana Benke. Mm-hmm. And doesn't say where she's from. We just have her email address. Congratulations, Dana. You won.
A sex toy,
a Form 3.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's free Friday. Free sex toy Friday. Okay, the next one is a Form 6. This is also an amazing toy. It's phthalate-free, medical-grade platinum silicone, cordless recharging. The charging mechanisms with Jimmy Jane products. You can leave these products out and just, like, leave them by your bedside, and they're beautiful. Like, the charger, the way they work. And this is just an amazing vibrator, and it's has cordless charging. Can you see that? Okay. So let's pick another winner. Pick a winner.
What you got?
We got Steve. Can't read his last name, but we have your number, and we'll email you. Steve, congratulations. You won
Steve.
Form 6. Okay. We've got one more.
Okay.
This is a rock star. This is the Form 2. Okay, the Form 2. This is also a vibrator. These can go on either side of your clitoris. It feels amazing, and the charging is great. And it kind of became known during naming as a little perky. You can use yours wherever you like, but it is good for the clitoris. It's good for clitoral stimulation, and it's a beautiful vibrator. I have all of these, by the way, and I love them. Next winner.
All right.
Emily won.
See,
Emily Ritter.
You got the Emily Market cornered
That's
over at
hilarious
that concert.
That an Emily one. It was funny because when we were doing the booth, tons of Emily's came up and took pictures under the mm-hmm. sign because we had a big Sex Thumb sign. So congratulations to all the winners of the Jimmy Jane products. Now I've got to give away. I forgot to bring a copy of my book, but two people won copies of my book, Hot cool. Sex. It's called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, and you can buy it on Amazon if you don't win.
All right.
Okay. The winner is Crystal.
Crystal. I don't know if I should.
Crystal something. And she's in the 650. And Crystal, congratulations. You win a copy of my book, Hot Sex. And then we've got one more.
Okay.
What do we got? Jordan.
Jordan.
That's all we got is Jordan.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan, congratulations. You won a copy of Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. Yay! All the winners. That is awesome. Isn't that exciting?
Phew!
Okay, so check that out. You people are very lucky because these are the coolest toys ever, and my book rocks. Okay, we've got some dirty talk tips.
What is that?
How do you feel about talking dirty, darling?
Love it.
What are you wearing?
Do it all the time.
Do you really?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, but it's hard to initiate as a man.
Why? Because you're afraid she might slap you?
Like, oh, this guy's a creep. He's a perv.
Right. I get it.
You know?
Yeah. But.
So why don't women open it up a little bit more? Because you know you want it. You know you want
it. A lot of women like it. Yeah. Some women don't like it. But we're going to talk about ways to, it can be a little daunting at first, right? Because you don't know where to start. So you don't have to start with like, I want to F you in the da da da. It doesn't matter. Like you can
start.
That's
how your friends talk.
Well, my friends have more experience. Were you referring to my friend that called in that day?
Yeah. She said that she had dumpsters of man juice inside her. That was a classy lady.
She's hilarious. Okay. So the thing is, try to stick to positive words and leave out the commonly used insult words out when you're just starting. So, yeah, like, don't be like, you're a bitch or whatever, you know?
You whore.
You whore. Dirty talk comes under the encouragement category. When she or he sees something that you like doing very much, she'll be more interested in doing it more. So there's certain things that you can say, like positive words, like, you could say what you want. Like, I want your hands all over my body. I can't wait to feel your tongue on me. You kind of verbalize the things that you want. That's, like, a great way to start. Kiss me there. That feels good. More of that. Don't stop. Your tongue makes me feel so hot. These are just some examples of how to start. So think about the things that you like your partner doing to you. Like it feel like what I would do is like, I love when you grab my ass or something. Like it feels so good when you grab my ass.
You would text that.
No, this is not texting. This is dirty talk during sex.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like, I love the way your hands feel on my body. I can't wait to taste you. Like your kisses are amazing. Or, I mean, it doesn't have to be
Having intercourse,
yeah.
Or while in the middle of
while having
out,
intercourse,
you would say that. Say it again.
I'd say, I think grab my ass. Which one?
No, any of them. You would put in. I love when you grab my ass.
I'd be like grab my ass, or I would just say grab my ass.
Yeah,
it feels good.
Yeah, I would just want to clarify that.
Right, like I like
because
it.
You saying I love when you grab my ass while we're making out is just kind of weird to me. Say, oh, can you?
Well, not when we're making out, but when we're having sex, I could be like, I want you to grab my ass. It feels so good the way you touch me. So I've got all these dirty
talk things.
You don't
want to say, I want you, just say, grab my ass. Kind of keep it short.
You're right. You have to be succinct and brief when you're talking dirty, okay?
Yeah.
So the rawness of the sexual passion aroused with dirty talk is why it's so effective. Be careful with swearing too much, though a good dose of foul language might be hot. So again, you just start with the things that you like are the things you want to do. So tell your partner, like, when you're sitting there, like, I love the way your penis feels inside me, but you could say whatever you want. Or I can't wait for you to do this or that. You know, you, like, use descriptive words. And if you just verbalize what you want out loud, that's a great way to start. Like, what would turn you on if a girl said what to you? Like, what kind of dirty talk have you experienced before?
Let's have sex.
It's hot.
I would say I want you to be descriptive and I want you to give direction. That's a big thing. Give direction.
You want her to give direction. Like say like,
but
go
down
on me or something.
But see, that's not dirty. That's not like,
well, I'm
not
going to be
hot.
Dirty now. I don't swear.
Why?
On the show. I want you to lick my That would you like that? Like
no,
like
you don't have to go all the way there, but I, you know.
Like what? Give me an example of what would be.
You were like, oh, I want you to see. It sounds weird that I'm.
But
saying
do you think it's hot when a woman tells? So you think it's hot when a woman tells you what she wants during sex? Because that's a lot of dirty talk, right?
Yeah.
Or do you want her to be but encouraging you, like, wow, you're so big and hard?
No.
You don't want that?
No, I want you to say what you want me to do to you, but in a dirty way.
Okay.
So,
that's what you want.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of guys want. We don't need the ego boost. Oh, you're.
No, I think some
your
guys
sausage is so large and blah, blah. Like, we
you
don't care about that.
You love the Tenga massager. You're playing with it.
Because it feels like some, like I'm playing with cheese or something.
It's awesome. So I thought that men like it when you're. Like, you look so hard.
We don't need the
you
ego
so
boost. See,
I think some men do.
You love the ego boost. You love that.
So you're saying you'd rather get more direction from women.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in a dirty way. And I think what you want is, oh, you look so fucking hot right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Your breasts are so amazing. Da-da-da. That's what you want. Like, I don't give a
what if
ass
I said to you,
that.
I'm so wet?
I'm like.
Would that turn you on if we're fooling around? I'm
no,
like, I'm so wet.
I want to turn me on.
What? Really?
I think that's gross.
To be honest, you should be kicked off the show right
why?
Now. Because it's hot when a woman's wet.
I know
it means
a bunch
you turned
of old
her on.
Pervs that are listening to the show are like, oh my God, he's so ridiculous.
You
that's just me. That's what I think.
I
I'm
know.
Like,
you can just say it feels so good. You're so beautiful. I'm so hot for you. I want to kiss every
anything
inch of
like
your body.
With that has to do with her fluids, I'm not interested in her describing them.
Menace, you're a nightmare.
Why?
Because you are.
Why?
Okay.
Why are you getting upset now that I'm not celebrating your fluids and not saying how amazing
because
they
the fluids are hot. Like, fluids, a lot of guys are into fluids.
Guys want to hear about how you want their spooge on you. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear
so
about
So if I say
your,
I'd like you to ejaculate on my chest.
Yes, that's what a guy wants to hear. They don't want to hear about, oh,
I think
I'm
you're, I know that that's not true that all guys want
I'm
to hear that.
I'm so wet right now. Oh my God, you're making me so horny. I don't care about that. I want to hear about how you want to receive my juice. That's it. Like stuff like that. Like,
okay,
that's what
so
guys,
you'd rather hear about you.
Yeah. And then vice
and
versa.
And I guess
though.
I'd rather hear about me.
Yeah. Crazy,
yeah.
Right? So
no,
just
but it's all...
exchange that the entire time and everyone's happy.
Everyone's happy. But I think you got to start slowly with dirty talk and just start saying things out loud. Like if you've never talked dirty before, like dirty talk 101, just say, this feels so good or you feel so hot right now or this I want you so badly. I mean, there's things like that that like eventually you don't just like go right into the dirty talk, but it's like you feel so good, you feel so hot, like I'm so hot for you right now, I can't wait to feel your large member inside me. You'd like that, right? Because that's about you. If I said I want your member inside me,
yeah, but I wouldn't
say member.
Don't say member,
but I liked saying it just now just for makes me sound more professional. Yeah,
this thing farts anyways.
Okay,
I'm
the
playing
tanga?
With the tanga.
He's playing with
while,
the tanga
while we're talking.
Tanga masturbation sleeve.
You have more?
Yes, but okay. Keep going. What were you going to say?
No, there was something. I was going to change topic for
that's
a little
okay,
bit.
That's okay. You can change topic.
I was going to say, we didn't even talk about it, but it is news stories. And I was thinking about this last night. We had two small earthquakes yesterday. Did you feel one?
I felt both of them.
You did?
I can't believe we even talked about it. We had two earthquakes. The first one was at like noon.
Yeah, and just like right after I saw you.
Right.
I didn't.
No, I saw you.
It was at like 2 something.
Oh, was it at 2 something?
Yeah.
No, I feel like it was at noon. Okay, I don't remember. Yesterday was crazy. Mm-hmm. But it was in the office. And then there was that big one last night.
Yeah.
I was at my kitchen table and it was like shaking.
And I was in bed. And
at 7?
Yeah, I go to bed super early.
I know, not every
night.
I was
in bed in my boxers and I was just thinking like, great. Now do I have to like sleep with my clothes on? Because there might be a bigger
one. There might be. They're saying there's going to be a bigger one. And then it makes everything not matter in your life. You're like, everything, all the little things you worry about, it's like, there could be a goddamn earthquake.
It just reminds you.
It reminds you of what's important and that you need to get the supplies at your house. Like, do you have an earthquake kit? I don't.
I have tons of water.
I don't have anything. Nothing.
Nothing?
Not one. Like I would starve after a day. Nothing edible.
Yeah, yeah. You have nothing.
I have a frozen pizza in the refrigerator.
How do you know? That's not going to do you any good.
Oh, because I can't cook it in the oven. There's no electricity. Yeah. I'm screwed. I'm going to, after work, seriously, I'm going to go buy some stuff for my house.
You should.
Earthquake preparedness. It's very important.
I've been preparing for, a lot of stuff. I've been like weirded out for the past year, just paranoid, and I've been like stockpiling stuff in my place.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was here for the big earthquake that we had in 89, and I mean the city that in San Francisco was pretty devastated then.
I'm scared now.
Why?
Because I don't know, devastated. No, I moved here right after that.
Yeah, but you live in a good area of the city.
I do? That it won't? Okay. But you don't?
I do.
Okay.
Where we're sitting right now is not a good area for earthquakes.
Oh, my God. What if there's an earthquake during the show and the camera started moving and shaking like
no,
that?
No, I wouldn't trip out. Like last night when it started shaking, I didn't go, oh, my God. I just sit there and see how long it's going to be.
Right. My friend Charlotte was over, and we were just sitting at my kitchen table, and she's like, I think we're supposed to go under the doorway or something, go in the doorway like
yeah.
that. But
I usually just sit there and see, okay, is it going to continue? All right. Because it's usually a slow buildup before it starts really going.
Right.
And then that's when you should run for the
doorway. Michigan, we had tornado drills, but I never grew up with the earthquake drills. Did you guys have earthquake drills during school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had that because we didn't have earthquakes. So,
but the thing I wanted to ask you, though, the whole point was...
How to talk dirty during an earthquake?
No.
Oh.
Do you run out of the house naked, or do you find some clothes to wear before?
I find clothes to wear before. I'm not going outside naked. It's
you
freezing
know the house
in San Francisco.
Is shaking like crazy?
I'll grab a robe, which I don't have. I hate robes. Yes, I would grab clothes. I would sure you get going. Would you go out naked?
Hell no. I'm going to go down with the place.
Do you sleep naked?
Not completely naked.
Oh, so then when are you ever naked? Only when you're having sex?
Yeah, but I still don't even want to
shower.
I don't want to be out in my boxers.
What
in
if the closest
street?
Thing to you was your Teletubby costume? Would you put that on?
I would rock the shit out of that.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I would almost want that. Yeah, exactly. I'm coming to your house if you're in the Teletubby during the earthquake.
Yeah, I would actually go to work because I'm the closest person to my work, so I'd go there and just make sure, because you gotta like shut everything down and put the news on for people. And
right,
like
exactly.
That. So I'd be like the savior.
You're such a good worker. That would you've never missed a day of work in 10 years. Like you still wouldn't miss a day of work if what
no,
you're saying.
No, hell no. I'd be like awesome. I'll be the first one there holding it down.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's what we
got
time for.
I don't give a crap about my
really?
House. I
no?
really don't care.
Well, I like something. I don't have a lot of stuff on the walls and stuff. Anyway, it's careful. But anyway, okay. So tonight, maybe I'll see you. It's the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's Free Friday.
No.
And everyone, I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Congratulations to our winners of our Jimmy Jane toys and 2 copies of my book, Hot Sex. And then next week, we've got lots of fun shows for you. And what else do I have to tell you? Just have a great weekend and be safe and happy and have lots of sex.
And so, download Stitcher.
Download Stitcher, the app.
It's free.
It's free. It's a Stitcher for your smartphone where you can listen to podcasts and do lots of cool stuff. So we love Stitcher and we love you. So thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.